Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pete Prisco, our good buddy, good sense of humor, pretty good on the point spreads this year, made you some money. CBS Sports NFL writer. Pete, what's up, buddy? How are you today?
What's up, fellas? Swept the wild card round last week against the point spread.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, I just gave you props. You don't have to reinforce it. Just take the props and move on.
Come on, you guys know my motto. If it's good for me, it's good for me.
That's right. That's right.
How'd you do on a national championship game?
You went the other way.
No, I like Clemson.
It's not what I
didn't think it would be that. I didn't think it would be like that, though. I'll be honest.
What did you finish up with? Pete, what did you finish up with the NFL? What was your record against the spread for the NFL? Your best bets.
I can tell you in a second.
Okay.
Oh, the best bets?
Yeah.
I was 500, I think, with my best bets.
What about overall? Because I know you did pretty well this year. You made people some money.
Yeah, I was a little bit above 500. I was a little bit above 500. About 57%, 58%, I think.
Wow, nothing wrong with that, brother. You're trending towards 60. You're doing well.
You're right.
When you got to pick every game, it's hard. Man. Yeah. It's hard. You know that.
Well, because that's not how you bet, unless you're a complete degenerate misfit. Nobody bets 16 games every Sunday. Otherwise, you can't possibly win.
Exactly. 15 as the season gets over. 15. Hey, We talked this early, Pete, about the jumping over of Greg Williams to get to Freddie Kitchens as the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Is there something we're missing about Greg Williams that teams just don't want to see him as a head coach?
You mean aside from the giant ego?
Yeah, I mean, but he did a good job.
But Greg can be tough to deal with. I mean, he can. Look, I don't mind guys like that, but I know a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the other thing. This is concerning to me about that hire. Did Baker Mayfield make the hire?
We were talking about that, too. He was in on a Skype video or whatever.
Well, that's never a good thing.
Yeah.
If the quarterback is making the hire, that's not a good thing.
No.
So, and I don't know Freddie Kitchens, but I know a lot of guys that do, and I hear really good things about him. And so, you know, look, let's be honest, guys. Whoever the hell the coach is, you better have players. This is a players' league. I mean, the greatest coach in the world didn't coach anybody to victories if he doesn't have players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's trying to copy that McVay thing.
Well,
you know, get the young offensive coach, get creative, and see if we can win this thing and get a young quarterback. Well, does Sean McVay won a playoff game yet?
No.
I don't know if he wins this week either.
I know. And he might not win this week against the Cowboys.
I don't either.
The stadium might be half Cowboys fans.
Right, guys. I think Sean McVay is a fun coach. He's innovative. He's creative. I like it. But we in this league and in this media and everything else, we tend to rush guys.
Yeah.
Say, oh my God, the next great thing is here. Let's let it marinate a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, Pete, we're so far. I don't disagree with you, but we're so far past the ability to do that. We speed guys in the door and then we speed them out. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Hire them. Hire them. Hire them. Fire them. Fire them. Fire them. There's no middle ground.
Yeah. Pete, I'd
like to know which coach in this league would have won games with the Cardinals roster that they were playing.
Nobody.
It didn't matter.
Right.
You know, right. How much has the process changed in hiring? We obviously know the Rooney Rule is out there, and it forces teams to look at a minority candidate, seriously consider, I should say, a minority candidate. But the process seems like, I don't know, it's not based on facts that would make a good head coach. Right, we saw it last year with the Steve Wilks hire. He talked to DB rooms, and then he became a coordinator for a year, and all of a sudden he's going to run a whole team. Right? Has this changed significantly over the years?
Well, one of the things that's changed, and I had a guy tell me this the other day. He said, "You know what this whole process has become? It's become the off season for the general manager to step up and presidents to step up and shine." Mm. Why do they have to interview 22 guys each team? Yeah. Are you kidding me? I mean, shouldn't you have an idea of about a handful of guys that you've been keeping a watch on for the last, you know, 2 or 3 years? And if I'm in that position, this is the guy I'm going to hire. No, they got to interview. How many guys were interviewed? Boatloads of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said to somebody, well, maybe they're picking their brain to try and get information out of them down the road. Sometimes they do that, but there's no secrets in the NFL. You know that. Everybody knows what everybody else does. So to answer your question, Tiki, it's a weird dynamic now. And part of that is, you know, the presence and paranoia of the social media. I mean, you guys talked about it. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. So they overreact. They don't want to get a guy that they can allow to develop players. And therefore, it really hurts them. And think about some of these guys that went on to become good coaches and how they struggled early on and what happened to them. And so, yeah, I agree with you. I think the process is kind of flawed.
All right, we're talking to Pete Prisco. Pete, of course, CBS Sports senior NFL writer. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, SiriusXM 206. Three jobs are open. Looks like the Jets are targeting Matt Rhule. And I'm okay with that, provided he gets a really strong OC and a really strong DC. The Bengals will do whatever saves them the most money, whatever's the easiest, I would imagine. What is Miami thinking? Like, that's the one wild card. We're hearing maybe a trade for John Harbaugh, maybe something off the radar. What are they thinking of Miami?
Well, he's already come out and said it's a rebuild, so I think that's going to turn that turned off some people right away. In other words, it's not going to happen in the next couple of years, and you know how those rebuilds go. In year two, if you're in the middle of a rebuild and you're not winning, they're going to get rid of you anyway.
Yeah, but so, Pete, it's been a rebuild since Marino retired.
Yeah, but not to the point where they're really talking about it, because think about it. They've been, what, 8-8, 6-7-9, 8-8, 9-7, 8-8 every year.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's not a total rebuild. So I think they're talking about stripping it all the way down and going starting back up again. And you know, coaches don't want to go into that in a lot of situations. But, I you keep hearing Chris Richard's name there, and that would be interesting to see if they did make that kind of move. Where's Gase going to wind up? Nowhere? I mean, you know, you talk about the Jets. I think the Jets should hire Gase.
I said this, you know, I've gone back and forth. McCarthy was my first choice.
Yep. We think he needs a recharge year.
Yeah, but I made a strong case for Gase because I think a lot of people, the way I described it to Tiki yesterday, and I think you'll appreciate this, Pete, we are so quick to bury coaches who underachieve with, you know, quote-unquote excessive talent, like Mike Tomlin coming up a little short with that roster. But we kind of gloss over it. We don't use the same energy to position an overachievement as a pretty good job. And you look at the quarterbacks that Adam Gase had in Miami and the fact that he's going against the Pats every year, you know, I think that he actually did a pretty good job, but he's just positioned as a weird guy, not great with the media. I actually think Gase was a good coach in Miami.
He did a good job. He went to the playoffs his first year, lost his quarterback in his second year, and then had to play with Brock Osweiler this year and still was competing and playing in games with a bad roster.
Yeah
he's a good coach, and he'd be great for I know him. I think he'd be great for Darnold. I think that would be a great hire.
Wait, you know him personally? You know him pretty well?
I do know him.
Okay, yeah. what is he like in front of a microphone? He's just weird.
He's odd sometimes.
Is he normal when there's
not
no microphone?
That he's weird. No, he's look, he gets, he's defiant, let's put it that way.
Okay.
He gets, me and him probably are cut from the same cloth, let's put it that way. We're both a little bit hot heads, you know, and you're going to come at me, I'm going to give it right back to
it's
you.
Okay,
and
got no problem with that.
Yeah, and he's, and all this talk about his players didn't like him, that's not true. He got rid of a bunch of deadbeats in Miami. He got rid of guys, and he should have. Dominican Sue, get rid of them.
Yep.
Jarvis Landry, get rid of him. Jarvis Landry didn't want to, you know, do the things that they wanted him to do. Jay Ajayi, same thing. There's a million stories out there about those guys. So I think he was trying to create a culture. He just didn't get a chance to let it play through. And, you know, maybe his one fault was he was too loyal to Ryan Tannehill. That's probably the one fault.
Yeah. I hope he gets past that one.
I don't know what his other options were. I mean, you almost had to be.
Right, what are you going to do? If you don't have one of those guys, good luck.
Yeah.
If you don't have a quarterback, good luck in this league. Look how great this guy is. Well, really? Look, okay, we love Andy Reid, right? Andy Reid's done a great job wherever he's been. Look at the quarterbacks he's had.
McNabb.
Yeah.
Mahomes, Smith.
Right? Yeah, McNabb. Then he had Mahomes. Then he had Smith as a stopgap, who had the greatest year ever with him. I mean, look, and then you keep going on and on. The guys with the quarterbacks are the ones that succeed. Quarterback, 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 and give me the roster and roll the balls out, Nike coach.
Yeah.
It's Pete Prisco, CBS Sports NFL writer with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Pete, there's a bunch of the divisional ground is this weekend. The one game that I think people are keeping a real big eye on is Los Angeles. We talked about Sean McVay not winning a playoff game yet. He's only had one opportunity. But the Dallas Cowboys go out there. They are playing emotionally high. Jason Garrett has, again, survived the ire of fans or media or whatever who are trying to get him fired. This team feels like it's at a different place than they have been. What can you attribute it to? Because they seem to ride a roller coaster, at least from our perspective, we like them, we love them, we hate them, we despise them. Where are they?
Wasn't that kind of their quarterback too?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at their quarterback roller coaster, right? Looks great against the Giants, not so good in some games, better in others, and I think that's the roller coaster. That's what it is. Their defense is really good. I mean, they're good on defense. Those linebackers can fly to the football. They can rush the passer, and the cover game is pretty good outside. We saw that against the Saints when they played them and manned up against them. So I think defensively they're really good. The offensive line has had issues because they've had injuries, but when they're healthy, they're pretty good. They're not going to have Frederick, obviously, but with Martin and Tyron Smith back in the lineup, that's a good group, and they can pound the ball.
Yeah.
You know, the Rams are 32nd in the league in yards per rush against. Yards per rush against and you'll love this, Tico. You know who told me that years and years ago, Coughlin? He said, don't ever look at the yards number. Look at the yards per against.
Yeah,
the
that's right.
Those are the teams.
That's right.
Those are the teams that are going to have problems. And I think the Rams are going to have problems stopping Elliott.
I
was going to say, Aaron Donald is great rushing the passer, but he's a little light in the ass to be stopping the run. It just is what it is.
They're going to run on him.
Yeah.
And they're going to block that offense off the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Cowboys. Can you tell? I like the Cowboys.
Hey, how many Cowboy fans find their way into that stadium? Seriously. Give me a number.
But you got to remember, there's a lot of them in Southern California,
I know.
Too, because they train there.
I know.
Yeah, that's probably going to be half, don't you think?
You get 45,000?
That's what I said earlier in the week. It's going to be half.
All right. Let's get you on record here, Prisco. I know you'll put this on CBSSports.com. We'll retweet it for you. Kansas City -5.5 over Indy. Who you got? Real quick on the point spread. Who you got, Kansas City or the Colts?
Colts and the points. Colts. Mm. Chiefs win, Colts cover.
I could probably co-sign that. Rams -7 over Dallas. Which way do you officially go?
Take the Cowboys on the money line. They're winning the game.
On the money line. Oh. Look at that. I love the boldness. That's got to be about +210, 220, something like that on a -7.
No, it can't be that. Really?
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Got to be. Minimum +180, 190. Sunday, the Pats -4, CBS against the Chargers. Who you got?
You know, I hate doing this.
Don't say the Pats.
No, I'm taking the Chargers plus the points, but you know New England in the playoffs. Come on, how can you go again? So it kills me. I'm torn, but I'm going to take the Chargers in the points.
So you got the Bolts losing but covering the number. Okay. And then the Saints -8 over the great Nick Foles and the defending champion Eagles. What do you got?
That number too bloated.
It's a big number.
I mean, it is. And look, the people talk about Foles. But the difference between this Eagles team and the one that went there and got whacked early in the season, the Lions are playing better. The offensive line's healthy. The defensive line's healthier with Jernigan back. They will get after Breeze, and they will run the ball and throw the ball around a little bit. It could be a high-scoring game. Give me the points. I think the Saints find a way to win it, but take the points.
I'm kind of with – although I think the Chargers will win. I think the other ones I'm with you.
Wow.
I got to be honest. As much as I know Dallas can't – what's that, Pete?
The dogs are barking this week again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, never a bad thing to take the points with it. Like, if you have a good quarterback, here's a good way to bet. Like, that's why I like the Colts -5.5, even though I think Kansas City probably wins. If you have an elite quarterback and you're getting, you know, anything more than 3 points, take it. Take your chance with Andrew Luck covering 5.5 points. That's a smart
the other
play.
Thing to take a look at. Who has the best offensive line? The Cowboys have a better line. The Rams line's good, but they have problems late in the season. But Cowboys are better, I think.
Huh?
The Eagles have the better offensive line, although the Saints are pretty good.
Saints O-line's pretty good. It is good.
Yeah, it's good. When they're all on the field, they're good. And, you know, Armstead's in this time. And then, you know, the other game, I'm missing one game. Oh, the Chargers line didn't play well against the Ravens the first time, but played well the other day. And they're about even. And then the Colts line is better than the Chiefs. That's pretty comparable, too, though, I guess.
All right. Pete Prisco.
Gotta look for the teams that can block. We saw that last week with the Texans. That was the easiest pick in the world.
Stop. We'd never mention the Texans on the show again until they that's it. We're done with the Texans. No more discussions. they're done. Pete, great job, buddy. We'll see you at the Super Bowl.
Right,
we don't chat before.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.